I wasn't aware that humans saw growing old as a negative experience. On Cardassia, advanced age is seen as a sign of power, dignity.
I'd say that deserves a little celebration.
Is Lieutenant Dax throwing one of her surprise parties for you this year?
I'd like to do something for his birthday.
Surprise! But it's a party and it's all for you.
You must try to enjoy yourself. It's your birthday.
Captain Picard sends his birthday wish.
Beware Romulus, bearing gifts.
I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Surely the best of times.
So, how old are you?
Other people have birthdays. Why are we treating yours like a funeral?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And many more.
I find it interesting how much importance humans place on celebrating the day of their birth. A day they cannot possibly remember.
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome back to Section 31, episode number 12. As always, I am Dan Hammond.
And I am Rogue Schindler.
This week we'll be talking about regional expectations and a Highlander format and all its iterations that we've been trying down here in San Diego. Several weeks ago, we had a kind of a special format tournament here in San Diego, the Highlander tournament.
Highlander is not a stranger to the Cypher card games. The format has been around. Lots of 1E tournaments had been Highlander, and we certainly had some old Star Wars Highlander tournaments. But it's a concept that has not been I have not seen very prevalent in 2E, and had some interesting repercussions, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree. I think the biggest difference that I saw in as compared to my general deck design is my dilemma pile had a lot of weird stuff in it, things that I would just never use. But, you know, you got to have at least, since your dilemma pile has to be 20 cards at least, or, you know, 35 or so if you feel like you need a thicker stack. So I was throwing in things like Drumhead. That was great. I haven't used that since it came out. But it kind of it reminded me of a lot of weird dilemmas that, you know, that you don't see very often, so people tend to not prepare for as much.
Yeah, I definitely went digging to find some new and interesting things to throw in. I think instead of choosing between strategies, I just threw them all in there. Some of the dilemma types that I like, that there are more than one of, I used a lot of those. So, like, instead of like triage, I had a triage and whatever that new one is that has quark on it, and neurogenic field, and that sort of thing. Manipulation was something that was a lot harder. I know Franklin and I have had keep saying this over and over again, that the game seems to be steering more and more to who can manipulate dilemmas the most rather than who can actually play their own deck. And, you know, it's hard. You'll be hard pressed to find a deck out there without three machinations and three unexpected difficulties. A lot of people with the stir crazy and some trial never ended. Well, you can only have one of each. That's only four cards instead of a dozen. So I played for the first time Destiny Reset, which was interesting. Had not used that before. I think more often than not, I just used it as a machinations. I only got one thing. That was all I really needed. But I did manage to get against one person. I got a timescape and a wall so that I stopped their first team and their second team couldn't attempt. So that kind of worked in the spirit of the card. It's expensive, though.
I threw in a machinations and an unexpected, but really not much else. I did use a couple of recursion cards just so I could get things back. Feast on the Dying and Salvaging the Wreckage, just because I didn't want to be out, a key personnel. For the most part, the rest, I played with just a lot of, it ended up being a lot of personnel. Mostly, I played Earth, Home of Starfleet Command. My deck was about 80% personnel and then just a handful of events and ships.
Well, I ended up playing Voyager. I'm not sure why. I think it fit in with the mission scheme at that point for our tournament format as far as what missions were still available. But I likewise had a high percentage of personnel, probably closer to 70. But I had maybe a dozen or so events, one of each, just trying to for the dilemma manipulation, one of each of all the toys, stir crazy storage compartment, even threw in a Strange New Worlds. Didn't go so far as to use complications. Just so expensive. But I did discover a new card that I am now a big fan of, and that is Vacation from the Continuum. That lets you blow up another Q event to draw five additional dilemmas. So that was one more trick to try and get effectively a machinations out of there, trying to, draw zero, spend zero. I got to draw five and spend zero, hopefully getting something zero cost off the top. And once during the day, I managed to pull a racial tension and actually have it hit. So that was kind of effective. I'd be interested to see how that works with a full-fledged set of Q dilemmas to back it up instead of just a Highlander format.
Johnny ended up winning the tournament. He's an interesting trick at the beginning. He was using historical research. So if he didn't go first, he got to choose which of his unique personnel, unique cards to get on the first turn.
Oh, nice.
Since he was playing Borg, he went and got a drone that let him fetch other things, and he just he rolled to victory pretty much every round. Nothing really bad came out of the format. I mean, sometimes we've tried something and it just didn't work out. I think everyone seemed to go in with it knowing what was the general format ideas, and people came up with some interesting tricks. I think we could do it again.
I agree. The big thing I noted was that it seemed to, while there was nothing spectacular that happened, there was also nothing spectacular that happened. There were no horrible negative play experiences of somebody getting completely shut out from their game because of the nonsense that their opponent was doing.
Sure. And again, just like dilemmas, I found that I did use some interesting things. I've never used discrete inquiry before, but that worked out pretty well.
Pineapple. That's my favorite.
I think overall, everyone seemed to have a good time. There was one suggestion that we just try a dilemma pile Highlander style. That way we still get the dilemmas that you haven't seen before, but you'd have a little bit more manipulation so you can weed through it if you needed to.
I think that would be interesting on the one side of getting new dilemmas in circulation. I know there are a lot of ones that people object to, that such as like Outclassed, but I think the flip side of that is then you're just, if people know that's the format you're going to play, you're going to see Crim, you're going to see, oh, nothing happened. And people are just going to say, oh, well, I don't want to see this dilemma. And there's only one copy of it in there. So I'll make sure I don't see that. I'll make sure I don't see this. I'll make sure I don't see this. And then I can get past the rest or whatnot.
Really? I would think the other way, just because, I mean, if there's only one copy in your opponent's deck, I'm not going to see three Gorgons. I'm not going to see three tactical disadvantages, so I'm not going to bother with Nothing Happened or Crim, just because you can only hit me with it once.
Yeah, but if those big ones only hit you once and only hurt you once, but if you can use the dilemma eliminators to get rid of things like Fasarius Bluff and Excalibur and Outclassed, or Outmatched rather, then things like machinating for zero are going to be useless. So you're effectively subverting the other dilemma manipulators, which could be a huge advantage.
Another suggestion, and I think it was Johnny, suggested that we just limit personnel to one each, and all the other verbs in the deck, you can have as many as you want. But since the show we've seen only has people show up once, they should only have one copy of each personnel in the deck. That way they're a little more special. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that would be interesting. There are a lot of folk that get a little overplayed, and it would be nice to, if somebody comes out and then they go away, something really special has to happen, like a second chance at life or something similar, where extraordinary circumstances bring that person back from the quote-unquote dead, as opposed to, oh, I'll just play another one.
There is actually another format that I had heard about. I think it was either talking to one of the tournament directors, or maybe it's out on the boards, that was a give me your deck tournament, where at the end of the tournament, you have to give the deck to the tournament director so he can use it as a demo deck.
Huh.
I think that would work really well with the Project Transwarp setup. So, you know, everyone gets to choose what affiliation they want to put together. They put it together. You know, we have a tournament with everyone's playing these, I don't say low power, but kind of even footing decks.
Yeah,
and at the end of it,
sure.
Yeah, you just give them to the tournament director.
It looks like a great party. You mind if we join you?
Well, regional season is continuing. We're starting to wind down. San Diego, our home turf, is about ready to have their regional action beginning this weekend. Any big plans on tap for you, Dan?
I have about 4 days to make a deck. Although over the last few tournaments, I have nothing to do but go up in my performance, so we'll see what happens. I've got a few ideas here that I've been tossing around. I've been working with Franklin on a few. And that TNG deck that I've been playing with the Easy Missions and the Enterprise C, it's been so tough to beat. I feel like bringing it back just because it's just so fast and good. But I expect to see a similar deck. It's the TNG or even DS9 Earth just seem to be so quick using Kirks and nonsense. So what else do you expect?
So I'm looking to pack three moral choices because I'm pretty sure at least half the field is going to be Federation. The original thinker is just unoriginal. Unfortunately, everybody's going to be packing it, and it's just too good. It makes you second-guess everything you do. Even if your opponent does remember you have it, does throw an extra dilemma in there so that they get to use all of their counters after they've wiped one of your dilemmas away, they're still getting an extra dilemma out of it, even if you manage to stop them. And then when they come back, play them again. A lot of people have been playing with the Captain on the Bridge nonsense, so if you get a couple of those out, he's not. You don't even have to pay to get him out again. You have to pay some, but you're not paying the 5 cost, which is what's supposed to be balancing him out. Now he's costing, 4 or 3 or sometimes even 2. And he plays directly to your ship, so you don't even have to go pick him up. It's pretty nasty and pretty tough to beat.
Not a fan of the Kirk.
Not a fan of the Kirk. That is tops my list of cards that I think should never have been made.
I also noted one of our players was talking about the Captain's Log deck, since they've been coming in and out of the tournaments here. I wouldn't be surprised to see someone bring a Defiant deck. It just seems to be pretty good, tough to beat. I think it runs a little bit slower than a standard Fed deck or a speed like a Klingon Solver or something like that from yesterday, but it just wreaks havoc on so many dilemma piles. Yeah.
That's the problem. It takes a lot longer to set up, but it doesn't need time to attempt anything. It just blows through the missions. So,
well, I'd like to see one go with the new Jake and Nog, so that you can blow up your events and then download exactly what you need. That could be the speed that it needs, but I haven't seen it happen yet.
What about using your Nog? Well, you'd have to sacrifice your Captain Jadzia, but if you used that Nog Jadzia Nothing Happened trick, you could get rid of a lot of the popular dilemmas that slow down the matching commander deck, like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and Backroom Dealings, Distraction, anything that says you have to choose to stop.
Sure. And Krim works just as well, but you have to score points first since he can report to DS9.
I've decided to give you something very, very special.
We'd like to remind you all that we are lonely here on this cold, empty, abandoned subspace relay station orbiting Ryza. And if you would like to ask us a question, have comments for the show, or would just like to say hi, you can always drop us a line at section31@danhammond.com.
We'll take tournament reports. We'll take anything you got.
And that's all the intelligence we have for you this week. Once again, on behalf of our producer, Matt Kirk, we'd like to offer our thanks to Warp 11. Once again, rocking with the Section 31 theme song. I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And I'm going to remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And let's see. I've got Smiley out and a bunch of engineers, so I'm going to play the USS Defiant repurposed warship for free and then draw 12 Dan.